A car bomb exploded outside the Turkish mission in Baghdad Tuesday. The driver of the vehicle was killed and several people were injured. According to U.S. military officials, a red Chevrolet automobile packed with explosives approached the main entrance of the heavily guarded Turkish mission in central Baghdad and then exploded. Ambulances, U.S. helicopters, and American troops raced to the scene of the bombing to care for the wounded and cordon off the area. Last week, Turkey's parliament voted to send troops to Iraq to join coalition forces in the country. That vote has angered many Iraqis who say no troops from neighboring countries should be allowed to enter Iraq. The Iraqi Governing Council has voiced opposition and is discussing the issue with the coalition provisional authority. Tuesday's blast follows a suicide bombing Sunday at the Baghdad Hotel in the heart of the city. That explosion killed 8 people. Since June 30th, there have been at least 19 car bombings in Iraq, with the worst occurring August 29th, when 83 people were killed in a mosque in Najaf. Earlier Tuesday, in the holy city of Karbala, a shootout occurred between moderate and radical Shiites. One person was reported killed, and as many as 24 wounded when about 100 radical Shiites attempted to seize control of 2 religious shrines in Karbala. Greg Lamott, VOA News, Baghdad.